Unit 1. Approaching Literature. Exercise 4. Listen and read the extract from the novel The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by the Scottish author R.L. Stevenson.
I prepared my solution in my lab. I bought a large quantity of a particular salt, which I knew from my experiments to be the final ingredient required. And late one terrible night, I mixed the elements, watched them boil and smoke together in the glass. And when the mixture cooled a little, with a certain courage, drank the potion. The most awful pain succeeded. A grinding in the bones, strong nausea, and a sensation of horror. Then these agonies began quickly to diminish, and I felt the same relief you feel recovering from a serious illness. There was something strange in my sensations. I felt younger, lighter, happier in my body. I was conscious of a joyful recklessness, a release from all obligation, an unknown but not an innocent freedom of the soul. I knew myself, at the first breath of this new life, to be more wicked. I was suddenly aware that I was physically smaller. I walked silently through the corridors, and coming to my room, I saw for the first time the appearance of Edward Hyde. The evil side of my nature was not as strong or developed as the good one which I had just eliminated. My life was a life of effort, virtue, and control. This side was much less exercised and much less exhausted. And this was why Edward Hyde was so much smaller, slighter, and younger than Henry Jekyll. Even as good shone on the face of the one, evil was written clearly and plainly on the face of the other. Evil had left on that body an imprint of deformity. This, as I understand it, was because all human beings are a mixture of good and evil, and Edward Hyde, alone in the whole of mankind, was pure evil. Hurrying back to my laboratory, I once more prepared and drank the cup. Once more suffered the pain of dissolution. And came back to myself once more with the character, the stature, and the face of Henry Jekyll.